Good evening, everybody. So tonight, Beis Hashem, we're going to finish up Simen Tav Chaf Hei and begin Simen Tav Chaf Vav. We are holding at Simen Tav Chaf Hei Sif Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Chodesh Chal Yos Bechad B'Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, Maftirim B'Shabbos Shalafanu V'Yom Yohonas on Machr Chodesh. So the day before Rosh Chodesh, which happens to be Shabbos, we lay the Haftarah of Machr Chodesh. Ve'in Doch Nani Asara V'lo Shemu Mishum Machr Chodesh. However, if it's one of the Shibbutim Lechemtor, the Tlasa de Paranusa, then you lay that Haftarah and we don't push it off for the sake of Machr Chodesh, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Tess. V'lo Shemu Kasam Machr Ram Dagav Shitvi Hizkir Zos Ba'Gad L'Yom L'Chal Rosh Chodesh Av Bechad B'Shabbos. You're not going to have Shemu anyway on Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh Av never falls out on Shabbos. So that example is not really such a great example. V'im Rosh Chodesh Shnei Yamim Shabbos Yom Rishon. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Chodesh is 2 days. It's Shabbos and Sunday. So which Haftarah do you read? Are you going to lay in Machr Chodesh or are you going to lay in the Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh? So Maftirin Hashemayim Kisi. We lay in the Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh itself and not the Haftorah of Machr Chodesh. V'nogim lomar achar kach pasuk rishon pasuk achron mehaftorahs v'yom lo yonasan l'zecher shemachar gamkein Rosh Chodesh. And we're knowing to do afterwards also the first and last pasuk of the Haftorah of Machr Chodesh in order to remind ourselves that it's Rosh Chodesh the next day as well, that it's not only Rosh Chodesh on that day, but it's also Erev Rosh Chodesh. So while primarily we do the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh, we also add in the psukim of the Haftorah of Erev Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Yud, Maftirin Hashemayim Kisi, the Salkadait of the Yom Beis Rosh Chodesh Uweker. I might have thought that if it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, Sunday, I could put it over here, I just was afraid they weren't hearing me. I would have thought that if it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, the real day of Rosh Chodesh is the second day. This is Gevaldik, what a Mishnah Berurah coincidence, as we're here at the beginning of the second day of Rosh Chodesh. That the real day of the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the second day. And therefore, v'nafter b'Shabbos Machr Chodesh. So I would think if the first day of Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, it's really, really Erev Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, you should really lay in the Haftarah of Erev Rosh Chodesh. So that's why it has to tell me not that way. Rak Haftarah Rosh Chodesh. Lom Simon Pesukah de Haftarah Machr Chodesh. I'm sorry, that's did we do that yet? No, so says the Ramah, V'yeshor M'shein Lahafsik Minavi L'Navi. Some say you shouldn't jump around from one Navi to another. And therefore, V'ein Omrim Rak Haftarah Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, if it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, the first of which falls out, the first of those days falls out on Shabbos, do not jump to any of the psukim of Machr Chodesh, because we don't want to jump around from one Navi to another. V'chein again, and that's the minug. Aval, imav, Torah, ba'uso Navi, osen kein. But within the same Navi, we can jump from one to the other. V'chein im hayachasim b'Rosh Chodesh, and similarly, if there's a wedding on the week of Rosh Chodesh, o b'shar Shabbosos, she'ein dochen haftorah. So they used to have a special haftorah that they would have for an afrov, essentially, or maybe for a Shabbos Avroch, I'm not sure. And they would say the Haftarah of Sos Asis, but that doesn't override the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. So if Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, that overrides any other minhagim that you might have. Mishum Bru Yir Aleph, Rak Haftarah Rosh Chodesh, V'lo Mesayim B'Psukim the Haftarah Machr Chodesh. That the Ramah quotes that we do not add in the Psukim from the Haftarah of Machr Chodesh. Im Hayu Chasno B'Rosh Chodesh, if there is a wedding on Rosh Chodesh, Rotz Lomer Dominiku, B'Shabbos Yesh Chasson, that there's a minute on a Shabbos that there's a chasan. I assume it means during Shavu Brachos. Lidchos Haftorah Sashavua to not lane that week's Haftorah. Velikros Haftorah Sos Asis. That every time there's a chasan, they would lane the Haftorah of Sos Asis Shuminyana. Because it's about celebration. Could the world come on with Sof Sim Tav Chavchas? Umvor Sham, the Kalza Hubishabasos the Alma. So over there we're going to explain that that's only on a regular Shabbos. Shein Haftorah Shalem Muskaris Peshas. Where anyway our choice of Haftorah is not Medina de Gemara. Avul b'Haftorah Shneskar and b'Shas, but when there's a choice of Haftorah that's Medina de Gemara, u'midrashim, or comes from midrashim, ain doch rasan nechasana. We don't not do one of the Shivatin Chemta, which is Medina de Gemara, or one of the Tlasa de Parnusa, which is Medina de Gemara, in favor of the minag of Sos Asis for a chasan. Shane's elam minag bialma, because this is only a minag. Vegam achar shakarim ain lukros Sos Asis, and even when you finish the Haftorah that you're supposed to read Medina de Gemara, and there's a chasan, you don't just now jump ahead to Sos Asis, because you shouldn't jump from one Navi to another. But that's what the Ramah is telling me. But if both the Haftorah that you're supposed to do Medina de Gemara and Sos Asis are in the same Navi, where it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and Shemayim Kisi is in the same Navi as Sos Asis, then we might as well well, you know, give a nod to Sosasis. And Vieshla Kros Miktas Mimana, Harshi Saima, Shemaim Kisi. So we lay in the whole of Shemaim Kisi, and then you lay in a little bit of Sosasis as well to sort of give a nod to the fact that there's a chasin there. Obishar Shabbos is going on, Yamaskar Mesov Sim Tav Chav Ches. Fine. Siv Gimel. Rosh Chodesh Chalios B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Kolo B'Musav B'Brach Revi is Shabbos V'Rosh Chodesh. The fourth Brach of Shemona Esrei should mention both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. V'Chosei Mekadosh Shabbos V'Yisov Rosh Chodoshim. And the Chasimah Sabracha mentions Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah Kolo B'Musav B'Sidurim Kosav B'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh B'Shar Yom Tovim Achar Shemesayim Korban Shabbos Yisayim. That after you mention the Korban of Shabbos, whether it be on the Yom Tov, whether it be on Rosh Chodesh, but on, when it falls on Shabbos, that when you finish reading the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, you should say, Ze Korban Shabbos v'Korban Ayom Ka'amur v'chein Kasu b'Sidur Rav Amram. And the Sidur Rav Amram Gon has such a Nusach. Achein Kama Pasim Kasu Davi Yisro Lashon v'kami Shemayim Galya v'avi Hefzik. But a lot of Poskim say that it's an extra Lashon, and Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what we just said, that we said the Korbanos of Shabbos and of Rosh Chodesh, and we don't have to say what we said, and it's a Hefzik. And therefore they say that we should not say it. If the Chasimah Sabracha only mentions Shabbos and not Rosh Chodesh, you're still Yotze. You're still Yotze the Bracha. Now we begin Tavchavav, which is a dinam of Kiddush Levana. So we'll do just Sif Aleph. Haroa Levana b'chidusha. When you see the new moon, Mevarech, you say a Bracha, Asher b'mamaro, Baruch Chakim v'chulei, ve'en l'kaddish ha-chodesh al-belayla b'esh ha-levana zorachas, v'nen me'ora. But you can only say Kiddush Levana when the moon is shining brightly enough that you can get Hana'a from the light of the new moon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, women are potter from Kiddush Levana because the Mitzvah Shazman Grama. We have to call Mitzvah Shazman Grama Noagos, and Hashem Shemekayim Sum Varchas Aleihen. And even though normally women, Ashkenazi women at least, do volunteer Mitzvah Shazman Grama and even say brachas on them, Sephardi women volunteer them and don't say brachas, Ashkenazi women volunteer them and do say brachos, we call Makom Mitzvah Zu Ein Srichan Lekaima, Mishim Deim Garmu Pagama Levana. But Kiddush Levana is different because women, it's a sore spot for women to talk about the Levana, because they were Gorim the Pagam HaLevana. V'suma chayiv b'kiddush HaLevana, ki brachazu nitkina al chiddush ha'olam. A blind person is chayiv in kiddush Levana, because the bracha is not about the fact that he's getting hana'a from the Levana, it's about the fact that the world is running, and that there's a sense of ischachus every month, v'gam hunena, and plus he is getting hana'a from the Levana, ayideh shacheim ro'na malichnos ala derech, because the people who can see are able to guide him and lead him where he needs to go. And therefore, in that way, it's similar to Yotzer Ma'oros. Kein kasu achronim. V'ayim b'bir alacha. V'katan mishigiel l'chinuch mechanichin loba. When there's a katan that's igiel l'chinuch, we should be mechanichim in Kiddush Levana as well. Let's skip Sivkat and Beis. Let's skip the brackets. Ela b'layla la'afukei ben hashmashos shalavana nearis k'tzas v'adayinu yom. As opposed to ben hashmashos, we soon say Kiddush Levana. So if you daven at a minyan that davens mincha right before shkia, maariv right after shkia, and you haven't said Kiddush Levana yet, and you go outside and you see that the moon is in the sky, but it's kind of light outside still, it's too early for Kiddush Levana. You don't say it until the Levana is really shining. V'nen in Me'ora, where you get Hana from its light. Da'ainu be'ishas richas nikeres al gabi karka. That if you look down, you'd be able to see the shining of the moon without artificial light. In our communities, you have so much artificial light, we would never see it. But if you were up in the country, and you would be able to tell that the moon is shining. Im niskas al levana ba'ovim, if the moon is covered with clouds, im ma'av dak v'kolosh, if the cloud is very thin and weak, and Shaniris Halvana Mimenu, that you could see the moon right through it, Vineneba, and you even get Hana from the light of the Levana, Mivarech. You still say the Brach of Kiddush Levana. Vima on an Ov, but if it's a thick cloud, Enum Mivarech, then don't say the Brach of Kiddush Levana if it's hiding behind the thick cloud. Vim Hiske Levarech, if you started saying the Brach of Acharkach Niskasa Ba'ovim, and then in the middle of the Brach got covered in clouds, Gomer HaBracha, finish the Brach, Mloshu Mishar, Shemiskasa Halvana Be'emtsa Brachaso, Shazlo Yaskal Brachaso. But, you know, before you start the Bracha, you see which way the clouds are going, and you realize that in the middle of the bracha it will likely get covered, then don't start. Similarly, if there's some sort of screen that separates between you and the moon, it's the same as a cloud. If it's such a thin screen that the light of the moon shines right through it, to the point that you're able to get a nod from it, and you could use the light of the moon to even see things and recognize recognize things, yachal levarich lav, then you could say a bracha. But v'im ha-mesach hu gas, but if the screen is very thick, ve'inenem the aralavana, and you're not getting any anah from the aralavana, then ein levarich, then you don't say a bracha, davi bracha levatala, because that would be a bracha levatala. V'ayin rosh chsavnu b'sof ha-simin. So what we learned today is that Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday. There's a haftorah called Machar Chodesh, but if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, we really lay in the haftorah of Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos and on Machlokas, whether we add in the psukim of Machar Chodesh. There was a minog of laying sosasis every time there's a chasun, but that minog does not override the haftorahs that are medina de gemara. But if it's within the same navi anyway, we can read a few psukim from sosasis. And then we said when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos in the fourth bracha of Musaf, we mentioned both Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and we're chosim with both of them. And then we spoke about that Kiddush Levana is said only when the moon is shining brightly enough that you're able to be nena from the light of the moon. And even if it's under cloud cover, but it's shining through brightly enough, you're also allowed to say Kiddush Levana. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we will pick up with Siv Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining.